This is Danielle Yawovetska with the BBC News. Hello. The Ukrainian president has told a British newspaper that he's prepared to offer Russia an exchange of territory in any future negotiations. Mr. Zelensky will attempt to secure further military funding for his country from the US at a meeting later this week. Kat Wiener reports.
Speaking to the Guardian newspaper, Volodymyr Zelensky said parts of Russia's Kursk region, which Ukraine has held since an offensive 6 months ago, could be swapped for Ukrainian territory currently occupied by Russia. He also reiterated the need for continued military support and strong security guarantees from the United States. Mr. Zelensky's comments come ahead of a meeting with the US Vice President J.D. Vance at a security conference in Munich. While President Trump has promised to end the war, Mr. Vance has previously said he doesn't care what happens to Ukraine and played down the threat from Russia.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned Hamas that unless it goes ahead with the release of Israeli hostages on Saturday, the ceasefire in Gaza will be terminated. He didn't say how many must be freed. President Trump had earlier called for the truce to end unless all the remaining hostages are freed on Saturday. In Jerusalem, Wira Davis has more details.
In a social media post, an Israeli minister, Miri Regev, made it clear her government supported President Trump's statement that everyone should be released. Her comments came after Benjamin Netanyahu said he welcomed Mr. Trump's demand for the release of hostages. But the Prime Minister hasn't been clear whether he's insisting that all 76 hostages should be freed by the deadline or whether he's referring to around three named hostages as outlined in the ceasefire agreement. It's a confusing picture, reflecting the precarious and delicate nature of the ceasefire.
Egypt says it will present a comprehensive vision for the reconstruction of Gaza that will not involve the displacement of Palestinians. It followed President Trump's meeting with the King of Jordan on Tuesday, where he doubled down on his plan for the US to take over the Gaza Strip, forcibly evict the population and make neighbouring Arab countries house the displaced. Tom Bateman reports.
My understanding of this is that the Egyptians are trying to put together an alternative plan for the future governance of Gaza, perhaps involving some kind of technocratic government, not involving any political faction, so that tries to get Hamas out of the equation, although I think the Americans will find that very hard to swallow, frankly. But what I think we're seeing the Arab countries do now is try desperately to kind of cobble together an alternative to push back at the White House and say, look, this is the future for Gaza as we see it. But it all talks to the fact that there is now this strategic vacuum over a future plan for the governance of Gaza.
BBC World News. The Associated Press news agency says it's been told by the White House that its journalists will be barred from accessing the Oval Office unless it starts calling the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. The agency said a reporter had been refused entry on Tuesday because of AP's decision to not comply with President Trump's executive order enforcing the name change. The White House has announced that an American man who's been held in Russia since 2021 on drug charges has now been freed. The US National Security Advisor Mike Waltz said the 63-year-old schoolteacher Mark Fogel was on his way home after an exchange was negotiated with Russia. Mr. Waltz said the deal served as a show of good faith from Moscow and a possible sign towards ending the war in Ukraine. From Moscow, here's Steve Rosenberg.
All the talk we're hearing about possible talks to end the war in Ukraine, talk of an imminent US peace plan, I suspect that any sign of a thaw in US-Russian relations and this kind of language about good faith from the Russians and moving in the right direction to end the war, I suspect that in Ukraine, in Kiev, they'll be pretty wary of that.
The author Salman Rushdie has been testifying at a trial in New York State of the man accused of attempting to kill him in a stabbing attack in 2022. He said he'd initially thought he'd been punched by Hadi Matar, who's been charged with attempted murder, but soon saw he was bleeding profusely. The World Health Organization has launched a new initiative to distribute free cancer medicines to thousands of children in low- and middle-income countries. In the pilot phase, six countries will receive uninterrupted shipments of childhood cancer medicines. The first deliveries are being distributed in Mongolia and Uzbekistan, with later shipments planned for Ecuador, Jordan, Nepal and Zambia. BBC News.